Hi everyone, welcome to the 5 Minutes Podcast. Recently, the Stanford University released the AI Index Report 2024. And it's a very dense document, more than 500 pages, but it's an excellent tool for us to understand and to look for specific insights on what is going on. For those who are deeply inside on what is going on in AI, maybe you will see something that you already saw, or maybe some of the trends. But for those, for example, working in projects that are not using AI as a working tool in every single day, every single minute, it may be worth for you to take a look, and mainly on the top 10 takeaways. But I want just to give you a disclaimer. I did not read the 502 pages, okay? And you may ask me, Ricardo, but how did you do that? First, I read all the summary and the takeaways, and then I read some of the chapters, okay, taking a look on things that are more towards my personal interest about the impact on the workforce, impact on how we do our work, and probably a little bit less on the technical side. And I used ChatGPT, and I uploaded the document, and I did several questions trying to make sense on what this report and how this report will impact my job. And one of the questions is, okay, I am a project manager. What of the top 10 takeaways should I be more aware of, or should I pay attention? So it's worth. I will not give the answer to you right now. You will have to listen, but it's extremely interesting, the use of AI to analyze this document. But let's go to the top 10 takeaways quickly here. First, this is very, very nice. It's AI beats human on some tasks, but not all. Many people believe that AI is far behind human intelligence. And other people think that AI has already surpassed us. So what is happening now? Now, this is status of today. AI beats humans in several tasks, like image classification, like, for example, visual reasoning, understanding of English, translation. But remember, when we go towards a more sharp and precise answer, like mathematics, like engineering, like design, like structural design, like complex problem solving, AI is not there yet. Maybe it will be, but it's not there yet. The second, industry is still dominating AI research far more than academic. So companies like Google, like OpenAI, like Perplexity, all these companies, the industry, they produce 51 notable machine learning models, and the academia only 15. And this probably has a reason, and the reason is the takeaway number three. Frontier models get way more expensive. AI is expensive. But when you go towards the frontier to improve and create, I would say, from excellent to extremely excellent models, then prices skyrocket. OpenAI GPT-4, $78 million, only in computing. Gemini Ultra, $191 million. So it's a massive amount of investment for a model. And these, of course, it's not the investment that academia is ready to make in most of the cases. Regarding countries, this is very, I would say, obvious. US is leading, followed by EU and China. But US is far ahead. 61 notable AI models from US-based institution. European Union, 21, and China, 15. The number five, it's the responsible evaluation of the large language models are really lacking. What is happening is that there is still massive problems of cognitive bias, fake news, wrong answers. And this is something that requires a lot of investment, and it's not easy to sort it out. Okay, so companies are working on that, but we are seriously lacking this concept of bringing responsibility to avoid prejudice, to avoid discrimination on the answers we do. Number six, the investments are skyrocketing, $25.2 billion US dollars, pretty much. Every single startup with AI in the name, every single startup playing on this field, especially generative AI, are receiving massive amounts of investments. And there are many, many. If we think about technology projects, I would guess, I don't have this and this is not on the report, that at least 85 to 90% of them are AI-related investments. Number seven, the data. AI makes worker more productive and leads to higher quality work. And this is very nice. And this is why, for example, I started this episode saying that it's the use of AI is making us more productive and improving the quality of our work. Of course, there is just one line that we need to think on this number seven, is that sometimes it makes us so productive that there is a risk that people start to becoming more lazy. And without oversight, then we can just weaponize AI models, because then we may see in the future, and this, of course, I'm not talking about an apocalyptic future, but I'm saying that, you know, maybe in the future, we will see people without the ability to even evaluate the results. It's something like you put, for example, a calculator to use, but you don't know the answer. The calculator is not just to speed up your ability, but to solve something you have no clue on what is the result. Imagine that you don't know how much is 2 plus 2. You only know by pressing 2 plus 2 equal in the calculator. It's the same. So you lose this ability. And this is very serious. And this is one of the topics I'm more interested on, the side effect of AI. Number eight, the scientific progress. And this is just amazing. This is the part I like most. It's accelerating even further. The development of medicine, for example, protein synthesization, for example, MRI diagnosis, medicine. Oh God, this is just incredible, because with the use of AI, you can synthesize proteins using computers at a lightning speed. And this is accelerating the scientific progress to develop new medicine, to develop new vaccines, to develop new, for example, diagnose processes. And this, I think, will be one of the, I would say, greatest accomplishment of the use of AI. Number nine, regulation. We still lack regulation. We still lack, but it improved dramatically in 1 year. US did a lot of regulations. EU released a regulation recently, so it's improving. Is it there yet? No. But it's much less scary in terms of regulation than 1 year ago. So this is a great point if we want to combat fake news, if we want to discuss copyright, if we want to discuss, for example, privacy, cybersecurity, and this type of regulation will help a lot this progress. And the last but not least at all, people are becoming more and more aware of the impact of AI, and they're becoming more nervous. And this is probably what I'm saying most. For example, I love technology. I love AI. I started using AI and AI models in projects, for example, in portfolio management, more than 10 years ago. I have a paper that I published at PMI in 2015 on neural networks. And this is amazing to see the potential impact. But at some point, people need just to understand that the impact will happen and that we need to learn, even for the project managers, for those who think that the life of the project management will be just wonderful with AI. My answer is yes, if you know how to use it. Because if you don't know, this could be a nightmare and potentially even the end of your career. So think about that. This is why, for example, I published these episodes and I try to talk about AI, because I think I have a responsibility to make sure people are aware. Remember, this document is absolutely free. So just download. If you don't want to read, no problem. Put it on ChatGPT and play around. Ask questions, ask your concerns, and see what comes out of that document to help you to understand this. But at least read the first pages just to have the insights. And this is exactly what I tried to summarize to you today, okay? I hope you enjoyed this podcast and see you next week with another 5 Minutes Podcast.